Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you will turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Think you ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as I regard. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whip of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky, cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfucking Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? This your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA. I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You are tuned in live. We're all talking on filter right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio, baby. And that's your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. And you can always hit us up and all the other shows at Dollhouse_radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all, because that's just what we do. And it's a dreary ass day, man. I don't know what it's doing where you're at, but here it sucks. So we got some things going on. We got some things popping for you. But without any further ado, let me get my dude on the line. My dude, that dude, Rap Star. What's the deal, my nigga?
Yo, what's up? What's up, baby? What's up? First things first, I want to say fuck the police.
Well, bust down the door then, why don't you? Why you say that?
Nah, yo, because, like, I just had my neighbor knock on my door saying that the police is, like, I guess they're going down the street, you know, scanning motherfuckers' license and shit like that. And he knocks on my door and he says, yeah, they said there was something wrong with yours, which I know because I have a new license and I ain't put it on my car yet because the bolt is just like stuck on there. I really got to get somebody to, but I'm like, yo, why would you, is that what you got to do all day is go up and down the street trying to scan motherfuckers' car because you ain't got nothing better to do? Like nothing. You literally going up and down the street like just trying to see what the fuck the police with no rubber, with no fucking Vaseline, barbed wires and everything like that. Fuck them all. I don't got respect for you niggas. NWA,
I mean,
you talking NWA then.
You talking about your tags? Your tags expired? What you got in the tags? What's keeping you from getting
home? Not the tag. Like, the car. The car itself, like, I got a license. And my dad bought me the car through my uncle. It was my uncle's car. And, you know, when it's a gift, you exchange, you know, once you get insurance, you exchange for, like, a new license plate. I have a new license plate, but I haven't been able to get that motherfucker off. Like, it's on there. Like, the screw. I even actually went to a police station to see if they can pull it off, and they couldn't even pull it off. So, the old license plate is still on there, but I got my new license plate inside the car. So just in case somebody was like, yo, is that your car? I can pull up the information. Like, here's my license plate. It's just I can't get the motherfucker off. But they going up and down the street scanning motherfuckers' cars and shit like that. Like, is that it?
That's
literally, is that it? I was like, literally? Y'all motherfuckers really have nothing to do? If y'all not beating down black and brown people, y'all scanning motherfuckers. Fuck the
anything
police.
To,
NWA.
You know what I'm saying? Get, take your money. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because they going to give you a ticket. Then you got to go to court. Then they're going to rack you up with court costs. Even if you have the problem corrected or come with an excuse, they still going to get you some way, somehow. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Sonny Dill, what's up? How you doing? How you feeling today?
I'm just relaxing. I was falling asleep over
here.
I'm
relaxed.
Tired, but I started watching this damn movie. And I don't know, it was kind of boring at first. I was really getting drowsy. Then the mama got all pulled out her guns and shit. I don't even know what the hell the name of the movie is, okay? But it's good as hell. I start, you know, you be in here screaming at the TV. I was like, yes, yes, yes. That's right. Ain't nothing but a mama. It takes for a mama to make it happen.
Listen, I was all in here. I'm in here by myself going off.
Hollering at the TV like motherfuckers do the game. I was screaming.
I'll do that. Yelling at the top. Bitch, what you doing? What you going in there for? Now, you know damn well. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even watch gangster movies, though. But this shit is good. It's called Illegal Tender.
I was just going to say that. I was like, I wonder if she watching Illegal Tender. That's my favorite movie.
Yo, we've had movies. We've had these movies for years. Like, I got a whole shelf. When I do lives or whatever, they've seen the whole wall full of movies. And I just go through it when, you know, they be bootlegged. You know, some of the bootlegged, some of the ones, you know, the real ones. But when I go in, I just, you know, I haven't done it in a while, but I go in and I just used to buy them because the kids, you know, they were younger. And they just used to be like, oh, well, let's see this. And then, you know, the movie man talking and getting, this is a good one. I don't really be watching this, you know, the gangster shit, because I've lived that real lifestyle. You understand what I'm saying? So you watching it, the movie really don't mean shit. But damn, the bitch started finally shooting and shit. I was bored at
That's
first.
Millie.
I was dozing off.
That's
I
Millie.
Was like, yes, shoot them motherfuckers. That's right. That's right. It takes for a mama to do it. Listen, motherfuckers don't understand because that's real. It takes for a mother always gonna get to the root of whatever the situation is. You know what I'm saying? Not taking none from the dads, but you know it's always a strong woman. It's always strong.
Well,
woman
if it wasn't for the dad, if it wasn't for the dad, because the dad fucked up big time. I don't know if you watched it before.
She used her mind though. She took that money and did the right thing with it.
Right.
I don't know if you've seen
the end of it. Illegal Tender. I'm not
no,
going to tell the end of the movie.
No, I'm still watching it. I put it on.
No, don't give
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I put it on. Spoiler
yeah.
alert.
Yeah.
No, it's called
yeah.
Illegal
yeah.
Tender, and it's old. I think it's how old is it?
It's like 2006.
Really? Well, hell, that tells you how damn long
yep,
we had.
2006. Because that was when reggaeton was real big. It was in 2005, 2006. The reggaeton artist Tego Carrion, he's on that movie. So they got Don Omar somewhere. They got Don Omar songs on there and everything.
That shit is good.
Yeah,
Dillion and all of that. That's just her last name or something. You know, I don't know, but the little boy riding around with Dillion on his car. So at first I thought that was his name. And then eventually she started calling him, you know, by his, you know, he has his father's name. But it was good as hell. It was
yeah,
really crazy. I'm just going to say this. The dad gets shot at the same time the baby born. That's bugged out. That's crazy. It's really good, though. Now, I was like, damn, why she keep bullshitting? Just tell the motherfucking boy. Tell the boy what's going on. All the motherfucking gang. I can't stand the whole movie. The whole beginning of it is drug out. I was thinking all along she was an upscale hoe. All the time, I know she's an upscale hoe.
Upscale hoe. Look, man, look, y'all.
This the bitch getting that dough. I was like, she getting it. Fuck that. That bitch living like this.
Announcements. You know, we got to keep it pushy. Y'all going to have me look up this movie, though. Hey, if you out there, y'all check out this movie. Let's get these announcements,
Illegal
man.
Tender.
Then we going to come back. Illegal Tender. Then we going to come back and get off of that. Where they do that at? We be back. Dollhouse.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m., and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at Hot Sugar Tea. And now, back to your program.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, you locked in live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. Get at us, man, 646-595-4038. If you hear something, you want to say something, hit the one, and we got you. But are we going to slide into that? Where they do that at?
Yeah. This story is funny. This story is funny as hell. Like, real funny as hell. I'm going to name this story After School. Y'all going to know why in a minute.
What?
After School Special.
Okay.
All right. So, 48-year-old Kevin Pope, a science teacher of the John V. Lindsay Wildcat Academy in the Bronx. Shout out to the Bronx. Bronx has the realest niggas coming out of there. Shout out to the Bronx. This teacher was arrested and brought up on charges for assault and robbery. Kevin had a 16-year-old teenage boy helping him to get work out some type of drug deal where he can get $4,000 worth of marijuana. He gave the boy $4,000 to go meet a connect that would actually give him the amount of the marijuana. The teen went to the connect, and the connect actually requested a higher price for the amount of marijuana. After when the price was not agreed upon, the teen took it upon himself to keep the money and spend it. When the teacher found out about this, he beat the kid senseless. Beat him to a bloody pulp. He went in his pocket, stole his iPhone 6, stole his wallet, stole his chain, just went up inside his pockets, have his pockets looking like rabbit ears, took him for everything he had. He said if he ain't have the money by, he said if he ain't have his money, he was going to sexually assault his mother. So,
yeah.
That's pretty much with it what happened. But it happened on that same day he was arrested on that, you know, because that
the
happened early on the day he
the
arrested.
Kid, the teacher?
The teacher. Not a teacher. And actually there was sources going around saying that he was asking kids around the school if they knew anybody who could handle the weight of $4,000 worth of marijuana. So he was looking, he was fishing, he was trying to do something. But the fucked
what
up thing is that
what
you
the fuck? What state was this in? What state was this in?
New York
City. Say?
This is New York. This is New York in the borough of the Bronx. Shout out to BX.
Mm, mm, mm. What kind of shit y'all got going on where the teachers is recruiting students to, what the fuck, what, I don't really know what to say about that. I mean, you know what, nothing surprised me, nobody surprised me with the shit that they do, say, whatever, but you straight going around the school, you know what I'm saying, so you willing to fuck up your money and your, all your money, not just the side hustle. You know what I'm saying? You fucking up your job. You doing that? That's felony in itself. You know how many trumped up charges that they gonna give your motherfucking ass for that shit? That's ridiculous. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, it's sad. Like, it's sad to think of, like, where our, you know, I can't believe this is where our we send our kids out to get an education, and this what y'all doing? Really? You gotta be shitting. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what the person was thinking.
Where they find these people at? Like where they find these people at? Don't you?
Real shit. I forget what state it was, but there was one state that said, as long as you had a college degree, it could be in anything. They were so short on teachers that it doesn't matter. Your degree did not have to be in education. You just had to have a degree. As long as you had a degree, hey, we can train you on site. You don't have to have a degree in education. We just need you to be able to come in and get trained, and boom, you're a teacher. So you were sent to be a welder, or you sent to be, but now you teaching. Like, they can't be doing the right types of checks to have these people just out here teaching these kids, and they recruit them to do something like that. What? Like, that is the biggest WTF. What the fuck? Like, really? Like, are you kidding me? Like, oh my God. Like, oh, I don't know what to say about that. Niecy, what do you do? What do you do when somebody come to your kid like, hey, I'm the pug, so you take this and get all your little 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th grade partners and go and just get the bag. Talk to me, Ma. Help me out. Help me understand the logic of this. Help me, please.
There is no logic to that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I would hope that, you know what I mean? I have to weigh it out, because I ain't going to never say not mine. You know what I'm saying? But I would hope that at that age, my kids had a fear of God in them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the fear of mommy in them, because they know I'd fuck them up on the street. There was never no privacy, so they couldn't have brought this shit up in here at that age. But that shit is crazy. I mean, I hope they throw the book at that motherfucker, because, you know, you imagine how many kids he had getting high. Like, literally, you trying to turn all the babies on. That's you making the babies dope boys, dope girls, little dope boys and little dope girls.
And one have no
It's not even just that.
The thing is, if the kids got caught or whatever, it's nothing. They slap on the wrist for the babies. You understand what I'm saying? They still babies at that age, you know. But that motherfucker right there, the point is, you got them addicted to some shit. They kids. They really little, you know, they're children. You know what I'm saying? They children, I hope they lock that motherfucker up forever. Give them a count for each child in the whole damn school. You know, they kill me. He don't even need
not
to go to court. They
kid.
Need to just stay forever. Yes, for each kid. Then some of them kids never even been introduced to anything like that. You got some kids whose parents don't
absolutely.
Use drugs. You do have some kids. Yes, granted, the community, it may be in the community, but they've never been exposed to it other than walking down the street on the way going to the store, or, you know what I mean, whatever, you know, motherfuckers out there smoking and shit, but they weren't raised. A lot of things start in a household, you know what I'm saying? And they, a lot of kids, you know, everybody don't smoke fucking weed, fuck I don't, even though the doctor trying to make me, I still don't, you know what I'm saying, Mike, you know, but one of mine was smoking weed. She don't smoke now, but she was. You know what I mean? She didn't see it here. You know what I mean?
Right.
But she is grown. But she's grown now. You know, as long as she don't do it at my house, I don't give a damn. But, you know, as for this motherfucker who's doing that shit with them babies, they need to put him under the jail, give him an account for every child in the motherfucking school. For real.
Especially with them having the new... I don't know if this is, I don't know how many states this goes for, but I know there is a law that was implemented where if an indiscretion happened in school, it carried them into adulthood as a felony. So all that shit that they got going on, or how it used to be, oh, I was a kid and my record gets expunged and wiped away when I turn adult.
Listen,
that's,
I'm going to tell
that's
you something
not
about
everywhere.
That
don't
shit.
Let that shit
I
fool
don't know
you.
About
don't
they say that. They say that. Well, they even say it here. I don't know about every other state. They say that expunge shit, but I'm going to tell you, they pull it up. This is, listen.
Oh, yeah.
I just seen this shit last month, and it's my own child. Had got a ticket on the fucking train. Went to goddamn court. Why do they have that the little bullshit child that was supposed to be expunged on the list? Since when do the transit police pull up your motherfucking shit that's supposed to be fucking expunged?
Not the transit police.
Yes, when I tell you they had the list. She only had one of the rest, you know what I'm saying? And they had the fucking list, had everything on there. You know what I'm saying? She was mad as hell, but you know what can I say? You should have paid the goddamn little $5 you added in your pocket, but now she got to pay $255. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like you were saying, like expunge shit does not necessarily don't carry on here. I had some shit they talked, you know, when I was younger, long time ago, they sent me back my fingerprints.
They what?
Sent me back my fingerprints. But when I got ready to do that goddamn time, when I did the 3 years, that shit came up. I have the paperwork called a Disabilities Act here in New York State, you know, where all the judges sign off so that I am able to do certain types of work and stuff like that. And that shit is on my, that so-called expunge shit is on my shit. So I don't know how it is anywhere else, but in New York State, they tell you that that's bullshit. It's bullshit because they pull it up as soon as you get in some fucking trouble. You're supposed to not be able to, but they do. They do.
I'm going to tell you, sometimes you have to go about going physically, because I've had to do it in the past where, you know, they was like, this falls off in a year. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But lo and behold, of course it didn't. So I had to physically go up there and argue with these motherfuckers like, this year is up. This shit should not come up in any way, shape, or form, and it's still showing up. You know what I'm saying? We done already took care of this. We done squashed everything. Why is this shit still showing up? When it comes to them putting you into the system, boom, faster than the bullet, like the speed of lightning. But when it comes to them taking shit up off of your record and clarify record things in your name, shit.
Listen, the new thing now here, and this is fucking crazy, the new thing here in New York State, when you're found guilty, whether it's a misdemeanor, if it's a misdemeanor, anything like that, you know they swabbing you.
Really?
They're swabbing you to put you in a database.
Well, that's ridiculously fucking intrusive.
Yeah.
Not swabbing you?
Swabbing your mouth. You have to be swabbed on a fucking misdemeanor. So
wow. You
pretty much, you know what I'm saying? You damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
Right.
Well, you know what
not
I mean?
Not for a fucking
that's
misdemeanor, though.
A misdemeanor, felony, regardless. If it's a misdemeanor, no matter what the class, A, B, C, whatever the fuck, you are still being swabbed here. Now, I don't know if this is everywhere, but definitely in Buffalo, you're being fucking, your mouth is being swabbed.
That's crazy. That's
all
crazy.
The Western New York area. I know, like, you know, the suburban area here. I know that firsthand. Cheektowaga swabbing. Buffalo swabbing. They swabbed my daughter on that on the first charge that she had that was supposed to be fucking expunged.
Y'all motherfuckers better start walking around with some Listerine strips in y'all pocket. You pulled over, you better pop one of these.
Not doing it in the police are not swabbing. I'm talking about when you go to court and say at the end of your case, and I don't know, you plead guilty to something, or you don't plead guilty and you're found guilty on it, even if it's a misdemeanor, you still have to be swabbed.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why that's some fucked up shit, because them motherfuckers, they have janky ass tendencies sometimes. Just like you've seen these motherfuckers, the whole body cam thing. I've seen where they tried to cut the cam off and didn't know what they were doing, and it's still rolling, and they're putting evidence on the scene. This is my thing. Why the fuck would I want to give you some of my DNA to wind up being somewhere where I was never fucking at? That's some bullshit.
You
already got my prints. Nobody's fingerprints is alike. I don't care if you're twins, siblings, mother, daughter, parent, no, nothing. Nobody has identical fingerprints. So why you? I'm giving you my DNA, my little cousin. He was on social media one time. This nigga say, "Hey, what do they pay for plasma and shit like that?" I say, "Nephew, don't do that shit. You fuck around and your plasma fucking DNA be somewhere on the crime scene, 5 states away where you never was, because you done put it out there in this system for it to be tested and cloned and put." Why would I give you my DNA and then I'm on a misdemeanor? Come on, man.
That's a misdemeanor. That shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I caught a charge, you know what I'm saying, a couple years ago, and it was a misdemeanor. And, you know, nothing was made of it, but it was still a bullshit misdemeanor. Myself and my daughter, like I told you, she got one. They still swabbing you. It's fucked up now.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if that's everywhere, but it's definitely here. They swabbing. They getting some of that spit all up in there.
Shut up.
They act like a bitch is applying for, look, they act like a bitch applying for a job. You swabbing my damn mouth. I was like, for what? You know, but see, they know.
Get the job. How much y'all pay?
Look. Listen, they ain't paid me. Hell, I ended up paying them. You know what I'm saying? Had to pay my way out that shit. But it's crazy because if you dispute it, now you know your case. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers be quick to be like, fuck that. Yeah, okay, whatever. It's some bullshit. I don't want to keep coming to court. You know, you've been coming to court for fucking 15 damn months. As they call it, 2-3 fucking years, and this bullshit ass case ain't over yet. You know, it's the only person losing money is you, not the system.
Right.
You, because you gonna pay them motherfuckers for every day that you gotta go to fucking court. You finna pay. You gonna pay at the end of that shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's fucked up, but that's, you know, that shit crazy to me. But they know you gonna just be like, fuck it, yeah, I'll swab, because you can fight it. But it's going to last. You know what I'm saying? You're dragging your case out. So now you look like you're guilty of something. So the first thing a nigga going
to
do. Just be like.
And you tell them they can't search your shit. All they going to do is call out a dog. And I guarantee you, whether you got some in your motherfucker car or not, I bet you they find some.
Yep. Because they had it in their pocket all along. Been there too. That shit crazy.
Man, it's crazy out here. Y'all, make sure y'all keep y'all motherfucking nose clean, because it's savage out here, man. But we're going to jump into a break real quick, and we're going to come back and see who and what's popping in this hot seat. Let's get on that Kendrick Lamar, though. King said, let's go. Dollhouse.
Missy with that bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purists. I made 500,000, I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
And it's like that little bitch, MVP, I don't get no sleep, no, I don't like that little bitch. Bust that open, I want that ocean, yeah, that bite back, little bitch. Do it, bite back, little bitch. Need 2 life jacks, little bitch. I ain't gon' hold you, I ain't gon' pressure, never control you. I ain't gon' front you. 100, I don't know ya. Boss like top dog. Boss my life up, crossing over. Stutter stepping, got a hall of fame and all my poster. I've been ready, my whip been ready, my bitch been ready, my click been ready, my shit's been ready, my checks been ready, my shots on full, that's Armageddon. I got pull, I hope y'all ready, my tank on full, you know unleaded. I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it, I gotta go get it. My name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my name gon' hold up, my team gon' hold up, my shots gon' fire, my team gon' roll up, my Nazi twice, my queen gon' roll up. I hope y'all ready, you know I'm ready, I rain all day, you know confetti, it. I gotta go get 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 it.
Miss me with that bullshit. Bullshit.
You're not a gang member, you're a tourist. I be blacking out. I be blacking out. Bought a 83 Cutlass for the weekend. I got 100,000 and I freaked it. I made 500,000 and I freaked it. I put a Rolls Royce on my wrist, oh yeah. Fuck his baby mama trying to sneak this. I took her to my penthouse and I freaked it. I haven't made my mind up, should I keep it? I got big dog status, it ain't no secret. Lady daddy die, slap on me now. Pass me the syrup, fuck me in the car.
Bitch, I'm on the roll and I put that on the thing.
Yeah, miss me with that bullshit. Bullshit. You ain't really wild, you a tourist. I be blacking out with the purist. I made 100,000 and I freaked it. I made 500,000 and I freaked it. I bought an 87 for the weekend. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want. This ain't what you want, this ain't what you want.
Yeah, if you just got tuning in, you hear All Talk No Filter right here on Dollhouse Radio, 646-595-4038. If you want to say something, hit the one. And that was Kendrick Lamar, King's Dead, but we into the hot seat. Okay, so you know, we got the latest celeb news and what they got popping out here. Okay, I don't know how many of y'all was fans of the game, or not even the game, several movies, and Pooch Hall. I'm a fan, you know what I'm saying? I got to meet him, you know what I'm saying, when they came to the Lou. Hey, nice guy. He's kind of short. I didn't think he was that short, but he's a great guy. But anyway, he's been married for roughly 21 years now, has four kids. I don't know recently where he was coming from, what he was doing, or why he had his child with him when he was doing what he was doing, but he was shit pissy ass drunk when he got pulled. Well, not, I'm not even going to say pulled over. He was recently caught and was charged. He was charged with felony child endangerment and had $100,000 bail because he had his 2-year-old child, Julian, in the car, in the front seat, on his lap, driving. He's working the pedals. Like, Pooch is working the pedals, and he's letting the kid drive. So people are seeing this. The car is driving all erratically and all this. Ultimately, they end up hitting a parked car. Thank the Lord, neither one was hurt. The child was not hurt, and neither was Pooch hurt, but media, I mean, social media went sham. They like, he's a horrible dad. Take his children. Now, he got four kids. They like, take his kids from him. He's an unfit father, yada, yada, yada. They was blaming him. You know what I'm saying? So with this happening, first of all, I want to know, where the fuck was you coming from that you were four times past the legal limit? What the fuck was you at with your kid? You knew you had your kid with you. Like, I don't agree with just, hey, take his babies, and he's a horrible dad. This don't make you look too good. But do you think it was to that extent that they want to take his kid and all that? You know, they was like, take his kids from him. He's an unfit father, this, this, and that. Do you think that was warranted for this indiscretion? Niecy, honey dear, let me go to the mom. Four times the legal limit, and you got your baby, your 2-year-old, on your lap in the car, and you drunk it. I mean, come on. I mean, what's your opinion? What is your mindset on that?
I don't think they should take his kids, but I'm gonna keep it real. He should have went to fucking jail. You know what I'm saying? Because he himself endangered his baby, and you know what? Not for nothing, we all. You know, my father did it, not as far as the, well, gee, my father was so cold drunk, I ain't even saying that, God rest his soul. But I'm saying, he didn't drive and put me on his lap, but most dads do put their sons and daughters on their lap behind the wheel. They do. The black fathers, and you know what I'm saying, that I know of, they always do. I'm not saying that they ride around the town like that, but they, you know what I'm saying, you put your baby on your lap, and the first thing they want to do is be like daddy, and you know what I'm saying, with the steering wheel. But that driving with the baby on your lap all over, and you drunk like that, He should have went to jail for that. He should have went to jail for that.
Jail.
I don't know. I think that I do believe that I do believe that the child protection or something should have been involved. You know what I'm saying? Because you weren't thinking. You could kill not just the baby but yourself too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Being drunk like that. You know, you intoxicated, not, you know what I'm saying? When you get drunk, at some point you start falling asleep. You know what I'm saying? You got the baby on the steering wheel. You know what I mean? Baby can't work. Now you got heavy feet on the you know what I'm saying, on the gas. I mean, it's all types of shit that could have, you know, happened in that situation. That's some sad shit, you know. I do believe, like I said, child protection should have been called in. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker got something going on to be drinking like that. And where was
their
mama?
Why would you drink like that with your? I mean, I don't know. She could anal. She didn't. They didn't say where the mom was. But I mean, if he say, "Hey, I'm finna take baby girl, baby boy, baby whoever. I'm finna take all four of the kids. We finna go out and have a good time." Okay. Well, I'll see y'all when you get back. You don't think no any more of it. I mean, the dude got he four kids in. Been married 21 years, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to figure out where did you go where you were allowed to drink? And, yo, the baby had to be somewhere in your vicinity because he was by himself. He had to have been somewhere in your vicinity to where even if you dropped him off somewhere prior and then you said, I'm going to be back in an hour and come get him. Whoever you went to four times, oh, you was thinking and drinking, baby. So I know you were smelling like a whole fucking distillery when you walked in to get your child. I'm trying to figure out if you went to a party, you was kicking it with the homeboys. I don't give a fuck if you was watching the game or what you was doing. Okay, I was just chopping it up, whatever. But four times the limit, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, where could he have possibly, because they didn't say where he was coming from. I'm trying to figure out where would you have possibly been for people to even around you to a lot. Was you just sitting in the car throwing his bag? I mean, what were you doing? Where was you coming from? Four times the limit? You wasn't no bar, not with a 2-year-old. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what mindset does that put you in, Rapstar? What you think about? Because they was on this dude. They was... I think he did. Do you think he ruined his career? Because people are going to be looking at him hella crazy. If he go to these events out here, go to the red carpet, if he pick up a drink, the first thing they're going to be doing is looking at him like, look at him.
Yeah,
look at the nigga. Look at him. Look at him. Look at this nigga.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to fuck up his career. I mean, there's motherfuckers you know, R. Kelly's known for pissing on little girls, and people still buy his record. So, but I do agree with Niecy. You know, he should have been thrown in jail for that. Like, you don't do that shit. You know, I definitely know, especially, you know, having family down south. When you have like people who own like, you know, acres and acres of lands and everything like that, the rules down there is a little different than the city. So I've seen, you know, cousins who are like 6, 7 years old get behind a car sitting on their dad's lap or on a trailer and everything like that. You know, that's common down there. That's how you learn how to drive, but not like when you're drunk and you really fucked up where you can actually not only kill yourself but kill your babies as well and other people. That whole thing wasn't a good idea. I don't know where his mindset was. See, that was a good idea, but nah, he need to go sit down somewhere. You don't do that shit.
His wife was 38 hot. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall, baby, when she went to get him or when he walked in that fucking door. I know she was fit to be tied. I know that was nothing nice to come home to, because that, I don't know what to say about that one, Pooch. And I was like, what, four times the limit? Like, I'm just still trying to figure out who the fuck was you around and you was stinking and drinking like that. Four times and you got your kids, that is a sign of being an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying? Where you can't, you're not even willing to wait until, at least go drop off the baby, be like, hey, fellas, I'll be back. Let me get him home to his mom, or let me get him to the babysitter. I'll be back. We'll pick this up when I come back.
because I don't, that shit's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know, anytime you do something, people going to be giving them that side eye, like, uh-huh. Look at his drunk ass. Look at him. Look at the nigga over there. Look at him. See him? What are you drinking at?
But
see
you
him.
Know what?
You know what?
You know what? He going to be under scrutiny for a little while when they're going to be looking at the shit for a minute, but eventually it'll clear up. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It'll, you know what I'm saying? That too shall pass, but they're going to get his ass some motherfucking help.
Yeah, shit, I know, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like it just opens up a crazy can of worms. Now you get, at some point, if they brought him up on this charge, you know what I'm saying, which is a felony charge, you know, they charged him with felony child endangerment, whatever it is for where he lives, I don't know if it's CPS, whatever it is in his region, is not that, you know, they forever up in your business, you know what I'm saying? Like, they own you, and then you a black man out here doing that? Come on, man. You got to do better. I don't know what he was thinking. Your circle needs to be better. If you was around motherfuckers that allowed you to get shitty like that and you had your baby with you, because them motherfuckers don't mean you no good, because if they did, that situation wouldn't have happened. Not that you can control a grown motherfucker. I understand that he grown. He a grown-ass man. But if you was around real people that fuck with you, they would have been like, hey, you, man, you can't do this. Like, matter of fact, give me your keys, nigga. You calling the Uber. And you got your baby, ain't happening. Matter of fact, you ain't got to call no Uber. We'll take you home. You know what I mean? So something about that, I just hope that, you know, they don't be trying to, like, snatch the nigga kids. You know, people was putting them on the block on social media, like, take his kid, he's a bad dad, da-da-da. You know, prior to this, you haven't heard anything about him, per se, on a bad note. You haven't, per se, heard anything about him, you know, on the bad side of the law or anything like that. And then the first time when you do hear something about him, this is what surfaces. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that if they do get involved, even with this felony charge, I don't know if he's going to beat it or not, and I hope they kids away, because that would be a horrible thing. I would hate for something like that to happen to him. That's terrible. You know what I'm saying? Because other than that, you haven't heard anything about this man getting in any type of trouble for real, and I hope it works out for him, man. We got to pray for him. These celebrities, all y'all motherfuckers, because y'all got a little money, a little shine, y'all motherfuckers got to do better. Quit touching these fucking people. Quit touching these women and putting shit in their drink. Quit fucking with these bitches. Pay your motherfucking child support. Stop evading shit. Y'all got all this motherfucking money. Y'all don't pay y'all taxes. Y'all don't pay child support. And y'all motherfuckers need to do better. Got all that money, and y'all out here on some straight bullshit. Anyway, we finna come up on 2019, and you just got to do better. Anyway, we need to get off into a quick break one more again, and then we got to get back into those honey dip thoughts, because everybody wants to know what honey dip is thinking at all times, you know what I'm saying, because she always on some shit. So we're going to get into a quick break. And Rap Star 412, we're going to do that Mona Lisa real quick. And then we'll be right back. And then we get in Lisa's head. Let's go.
Waiting for me to get it in. From the back of your man, you think I wanna hit and quit. You dealing with it, got you younger with a lot of hunger. Your heart is on the line, and that's a whole lot of pressure. My intentions are good, my intentions are pure. We can go further, only if you're sure. You think I'm laying game, but I ain't playing with you. Looking at you, Da Vinci couldn't paint a perfect picture. We had computer love, and the block was something special. And every time I hear you, I wanna be next to you. I got the pen in the pen to tell you how I feel. Now I'm putting it down to show you what is real. Get my Mona Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. All you listening, me without you ain't no way of winning. Us with clothes on is a way of sinning. So let's take the clothes off like it was the very beginning. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and mommy, you are worthy. Please you believe me when I take your picture perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need ya, need ya, need ya. Yeah, I need ya. I'm digging your style, and
mama, you at work. Please, you believe me when I say your picture perfect. Soft strokes from my brush, that will make your ass. Blow a curve from my wrist, that will make it fast. My signature on the bottom, that will make it man. Your mixed heritage, that will make me so fan. We on the phone talking like for hours. Intimate conversation, have brains of organs, big showers. Booty with Aliana, dressing Gucci and Gabbana. If I could, I would dress you in all Prada. I know at times you feel a little insecure. Look to me, I'm the one that projects all things natural. I like the way we play to get the game. And you tell me to do it again. You're my motivation for my artistic ability. More than sexual, you're like the best friend of me. In the bed with the rose petals, come lay with me. Jiggling, baby.
Go ahead, girl.
You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm taking your style, I'm mommy, you are working. So you should believe me when I say you, it's perfect. You're my Mona Lisa, 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 Mona Lisa. You know I need you, need you, need you. Yeah, I need you. I'm taking your style, I'm mommy, you are working. So you should believe me when I say you, it's perfect.
Yeah, that was our one and only rap star thing number two with that Mona Lisa. We on Honey Dip Thoughts.
I'm liking that. I'm liking that song, rap star. I'm liking it. It's got,
you see what
I'm saying? You know some shit motherfuckers put on. You be like, what the fuck is he saying? You know, when they be singing, even, you know what I mean? It's got a smooth melody. It's cool. I like that.
Right.
I like it. I'm feeling it. I really am. It's like I heard it before type. You know what I'm saying? Like it fit in. It fit in with my with my age group. It's smooth.
I think it could flow.
You know
what
it reminded me of? Some type of Tupac
shot.
It reminded me of something like Tupac done did. You know? I like it.
Yeah.
I like
that's
it.
My style.
Yeah.
That's that 90s style. Yo. That's that 90s style.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I'm feeling that. That's fire. Y'all better get that. Stop playing.
Get that.
I don't know. Yes, right. So anyway, I don't know. My weekend been kind of chill, focused. I've been staying, well, not just the weekend, but the weekday, this past week. You know, I've been pretty much just focusing on me and what I got to do. You know, and I just be sitting back thinking like, you know, me trying to run everything, it's a struggle and it's hard. I'd be mentally drained. I was so mentally drained. I took Friday off for my, you know, for my regular job. I took Friday off and just stayed home. I made, you know what I'm saying, at a day also where I can do, you know, for my fans and stuff, because I do miss calls, you know, fan calls and stuff like that, and they pay for those type of things, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
with private webcam mm-hmm. shows and different things like that. So I do be missing that when they call, because it seems like the time that people call is at the time that I'm at work, you know, and I can't answer the phone. I'll go to the fucking bathroom and I'll see from verified chat for verified calls that I have phone calls missing, you know, missed calls and stuff. And I'll be like, damn, bitch, you just fucked up that money. You know what I'm saying?
You can't be sexy with a toilet flushing in the background.
Well, for some freaks, yes. For some freaks, yes, you can.
Oh, okay.
But then, you know what I mean? A lot of people, that's the other thing. A lot of motherfuckers can't under, they'll be like, oh, well, I wanted to talk to you right then and there. Okay, well, hey. You know, they'll send me an email after they tried to call me. You know what I'm saying? They'll try this shit. I don't know what Instagram is doing with this motherfucking phone call. I mean, calling people live on in the inbox on Instagram. I do not accept shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You have to send me that money first. Yes. They can FaceTime you like that. I don't like that shit. I don't like it at all. You know what I'm saying? I really don't. I mean, there is certain people, you know, say you and me, STL, like if I needed to call you on here. That's different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm not going to speak to a fan on there. I'm not, because at the end of the day, they have to understand this is a business for me. This is how I eat. You know what I mean?
Right.
I am who I am at the end of the day. It's already, I can't pay for the makeup, you know what I'm saying, the clothes, the this, the that, make myself available when I can be.
You know what I mean? If you don't pay me for my motherfucking time. You want to see me with the fucking hair standing up in the air, me looking like I just woke up and crusting my eyes, then that's fine. You know what I'm saying? But that's not that's not Niecy Honey Dip. That's
right.
That's just the regular Niecy. You know what I'm saying? When I wake up in the morning, like, who the fuck? Like, this motherfucking ponytail standing up on the top of my motherfucking head. Yep, right now. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no crust in my eyes, though,
that,
nothing, you know, because I don't wash my face. But at the end of the day, like, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers not understanding. I do this shit alone. Yes, I do have a little, you know what I'm saying, a little team or whatever. But at the end of the day, everything comes out of my pocket.
Right.
And so in turn, if you want to see me on these lives, you want me to continue doing my shows, you want to, like right now, I just went, I'm scouting locations because I don't really want to do it from home anymore, my show that's Honey's After Hour Spot. So we went and we actually met with some people at a TV station Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to step my motherfucking game up. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
As I had said last, the 2 weeks ago, I had an issue, and I think it was last week. No, 2 weeks ago, about, you know, a family member that was actually working with me. You know what I'm saying? And loyalty is everything.
Not taking care of business.
Not taking care of business and not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So now a bitch has to step her game up. I will never be lacking and slacking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm stepping my game up. And we're getting ready to take a class. You got to take a class at this TV station. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck the class
really?
For, but I guess
because
we have to work everything. You know what I'm saying? I don't deal with all that part. I just show up and do what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
My graphics artist, you know what I'm saying?
You're
I'm coming for
candy,
the class because I need to know. Yeah, I had to present myself. I was like, well, Kane, I ain't even want to go. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, well, you have to sell yourself. You know what I mean? He can't sell me, which is true, because I am the product. So, you know, me and my everyday, I'm sorry to tell a motherfucker, but my everyday at home going to work is a scarf, some T-shirts, some jogger pants, and some fucking sneakers. You know what I'm saying? Going to Family Dollar, scarf, some T-shirt, and you know what I'm saying? I'll put a bonnet on a motherfucking heartbeat. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't run the street. All I do is pay bills, go to work. You know what I mean? I'm a homebody. I'm not a bitch that be hanging out there. But trust and believe, when it's time to put it on, it's on. The motherfucking heels come out, a sexy-ass dress, everything be bust. You know what I'm saying? Look, titties popped up, you know. Everything is correct. But people not understanding. I do this alone once again. Every single thing comes out of my pocket. And which in turn means pay for your porn. Pay for what you want. Stop fucking trying to get in contact with me for free. Because, baby, I don't do. That's not my name. I am not Free 99. It is, you know what I'm saying? You complain about the prices. Well, motherfucker, once again, but yeah, when you going to put a new scene out? Two new scenes, motherfuckers didn't even know that I had just shot two new scenes with a company. One was just released last month, the middle of last month, and one was just released Friday.
Where can they go see that at?
That's on ManyVids, and it's on Exotic NYC, XXX. I can't put it up on social. It's on Twitter. It's all over Twitter. It's all over my page on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? But we can't put it on Facebook because, you know, that Caucasian, little Caucasian boy don't like, you know, you can't put shit on there. It's certain. I can't understand, but I can't even put things and send it to no one in Instagram. They even got it fucked up like that on motherfucking on Instagram. You know, I can't even put it in a DM. It shuts it. It blocks it. It won't go through. I can't put in an inbox on Facebook. Yeah, I'm dead serious. If I
put
my website up, yeah, I can't even do it. Girl, I think they got some kind of code or something on my motherfucking website, okay? When I put my website, I got to put something else with it. You know what I'm saying? Like the part where you could go purchase a T-shirt or something like that, that type of link. But to just put Niecy, www.niecyhoneydip.com, it don't work like that. it makes it so then what I got to do is I got to, like, space it out. And I had a screenshot, a picture of the cover of my website, which is the cover is not rated R. You know what I'm saying? And then I attach that to it. But I got to space it out. Now, if a motherfucker, you know, I'm getting tired, motherfuckers, you come in the inbox, and I see that shit pop up because I have my phone in my fucking hand. So you motherfuckers that think that I don't see the dumb shit, you attaching. It says attachment. Bitch, send me something saying I'm getting ready to deposit some money in your Cash App. How about that? That gets my fucking attention. What's the your PayPal? And then I know you want something. You know what I'm saying? Everything about the girls in this industry, in the adult industry, by all means, you're going to have to pay for. Or you can continue go watching that free shit. But of me, you're not going to get a whole bunch of free shit of me. You're definitely not going to get anything that's new that I've done for free. That's part of some big stipulations for even with a company that is paying for me to work with them. These last two scenes I did, I got paid for that. There wasn't no goddamn content exchange. I don't even know what the shit looked like. All I know is from the photos and the same shit that y'all see when y'all go to get the preview, I see it. I have no idea because I'm not paying for it. You know what I'm saying? I don't, but I know that the company did me right. They treated me right when I was there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even brag or boast about the fact that I was going to do that scene, do those scenes. You know what I'm saying? Did it. They just released it. You know what I mean? They let me know because that's I make sure I promote. I promote whatever I'm involved in.
Right.
I'm the best promoter. I'm going to promote the shit out of some shit. You know, so
okay.
I don't know. Motherfuckers need to understand once again, for me to come to these conventions, that shit come out my pocket. They don't pay us to come to the convention. I am not a contracted girl. You know what I'm saying? It's not really that many contracted girls, period, in this industry. So we got to make our own way. We got to hunt these jobs down or post up something saying that, you know, we're available for work when we're in this city or, you know, this, that, and the other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People got to understand all this shit costs money. Stop, you know what
right.
I'm saying, trying to get a free ride out of a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You of you fans, if you're a real fan, real true fans, real true supporters, they're going to do the right thing. They're going to truly support you. I appreciate all the votes. Yes, I do. But I also appreciate even more when you purchase because that's what keeps me going. You know, not just me, but the other girls too. And to be getting this mad and you motherfuckers get disrespectful, well, bitch, ain't nobody. Why should I have to pay for it? Well, motherfuckers, you want to see. And you the one, now you're going to cause me to come up out, you know what I'm saying? Come up, you know, come nasty at you. And then you be mad. Now you want to be, you know what I'm saying, talking big shit. Listen, surprise, motherfucker, I don't give a fuck. It cost me money to do it. It cost me money to make these appearances. These hotels, guess who pays for those? Me. Each girl
right.
pays for their own rooms. Sometimes I got to pay for a group of people rooms. This trip going to New Jersey, guess who paying for it? Me. Guess who got to pay for the travel for everybody? Me.
Really?
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Because it's my team, it's my people. You understand what I'm saying? And I mean, you know, I'm not about to pay for food and all that different shit. You know what I'm saying? But at some point in given time, if I wanted to bring my own makeup artist, I have to pay for every goddamn thing.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you motherfuckers got to respect the fact that this is a job. This is a grind. It's a hustle. It's a job. And I handle it just like that. I love my fans. But if I wasn't doing anything and when I don't do anything, you questioning where? When you going to do this? Well, motherfucker, when you going to pay for some shit so that I can go and do this? When you going to pay for some shit? Do you want to keep seeing me in the same fucking shoes doing every scene? Do you want to keep seeing me in the same fucking outfit? You understand what I'm saying? You want to see me? I'm Wesley in the red outfit. I done fucked Tom, Bob, Joe, Rico, this one, that one, in that same red outfit, same positions. Ain't you bored? Because I'm bored. I don't even feel attractive in the same outfit. you want me to put on a show, and I've been known for my shoes, for whatever outfits I wear. There is no outfit that you can ever say that you've seen me in that you see the next porn chick or anyone else in. There's not a one. There's not one outfit in any photo that you motherfuckers have ever seen that you've seen on another bitch. Not one. If you have,
that, that go to say,
you know what I'm saying?
She say, she is the one and only. She's a motherfucking original. Niece, tell them how to reach out to you, baby. We out of here.
Niecey Honey Dip on everything. You know what I'm saying? All on Facebook, Niecey Honey Dip, XXX. That's that entertainer's page. And it's Niecey Honey Dip. You know what I'm saying? My regular page. You know, Twitter, same thing. Instagram, same thing. I stay true to who I am. That website is NieceyHoneyDip.com. You can book me at Ralph_Terry@Hotmail.com. Or for private bookings, NieceyHoneyDip@Yahoo.com.
Yeah. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook, Cameron Cortez. Hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam, the resurrection of hip-hop. Hit me up on my SoundCloud, Rap Star. Hit me up on my YouTube, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on IG, Rap Star, a.k.a. Hurricane Cam. Going down.
Yeah, hey, we here every Sunday, same bad time, same bad channel, All Talk No Filter, Dalhouse Radio, 7 Eastern, 6 Central. Get at us. We out. Raphael, stay lit. See you next week. We gone.
Yeah.
Leaning to the left side, leaning to the right, mud in my two cups, I've been faded all night, I love calling you at 4 in the morning, faded, telling you things about me, I wouldn't tell you sober, I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga, I got family who never see the bigger picture. I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches. I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know when I'ma go, when I'ma die. So I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah.
Turn up,
stay lit. Yeah, leaning to the right side, leaning to the left, sipping on this,
oh my God,
there ain't nothing left. Somebody pass me an already lit spliff.
Do it.
I'm way too faded to roll one.
Just do it.
Fitting in with all the misfits.
Do it.
I need a cut one. I got problems big enough to break the realest nigga.
Yeah.
I got family who never see the bigger picture.
Yeah.
I got women bad enough to turn the straightest bitches.
Oh.
I keep flirting with these hoes, but I never finish. Cause I do not know. When I'ma die, so I drink and I smoke, I stay lit. I stay lit. Yeah, so I stay lit. Yeah, stay lit. Yeah, stay lit.
Turn up,
yeah, stay lit.
Talking on Filter, Dalhouse Radio. Let go.